The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above Jesus, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the culminating feast of the church's liturgical year, the solemnity of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. This is the last week before time runs out. Next Sunday, we'll celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. We'll begin again. And on this day, the kingship of Christ comes to us. Imagine living one's life as if time had no meaning, living it as a thief or a rebel or a criminal. A thief lives to steal. The thief doesn't realize that time, every day, is a gift. A rebel doesn't realize that the days on the calendar aren't just emptiness to be filled with our self-will so that we get what we want on our terms and our timetables. A criminal doesn't understand that being a son or a daughter is more fundamental. Being a brother or a sister is everything. And what if thieves and rebels and criminals that we can be, we were to come to the end of our life, to our last day, and we were to look at the past with regret because we've wasted it, and we were to look at the future and see darkness and no possibility, and then all of a sudden, right then and right there, to see that the King is looking at us. The King is suffering with us. He understands what we've lost. And he's going to give us our life back again. Jesus, crowned with thorns, ruling on the throne of the cross, comes to give us our life back again. And we feel welling up in our hearts the faith of the good thief, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And we hear Jesus say to us today, "Today you will be with me in paradise." How can Jesus do that? Well, he's God in our flesh. He has all the time in the world, literally, superabundantly. In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, the Apocalypse, the unveiling, the risen Jesus will say, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." At the Vigil of Easter, the church will proclaim, "All time, all ages belong to him." How are we going to let Jesus' kingship claim every day of the rest of our lives? Two proposals, two gifts. The first, the St. Vincent's Christmas book is coming early this year. It's here today. Today, paradise. Take as many copies as you want. It's the ideal stocking stuffer. The amazing thing about this book, A Year of Daily Offerings, is that it's divided into as many meditations as there are days in a year. And each of the 365 is just one page. For us to claim each day from this day forward as a gift from the Lord, the specific grace, so if it's a feast of the Lord's life, we claim it. If it's a saint's feast day, we claim the grace that the Lord gave to that person because it's our inheritance too, or family. We can put this by our bedside. We can put this at the breakfast table. We can put this in our car so that we never, ever, ever have to live another day taken for granted. We can live them as taken for given. And for those of us of a certain age who went to Catholic grade school, we probably memorized a morning offering, how to offer our whole day to the Lord. Well, this book has 365 new morning offerings, one for each day. Each day has a daily word that we can bring with us throughout the day. And every day has a one-sentence review of how we've carried the gift and how we can entrust it back to the Lord. This is the beginning of paradise for us. But wait, there's more. The other proposal, the other gift. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the best liturgical calendar ever. The most amazing one in Christendom. Look at this. This one is a believer. I've been waiting my entire life for this. And finally, it's here. The staff helped me put it together. It's ours as a gift. And it's a special calendar because rather than just being divided in the ordinary way of months, it actually takes all the days of the year, all the months of the year, and arranges them according to the seasons of following Jesus. And so this is the plan. The calendar begins next Sunday, because that's the new liturgical year, first Sunday of Advent. Do not hang the calendar up until next Sunday. Do not. What are you going to do between now and next Sunday? My recommendation is to carry it with us wherever we go. We can put it in the car. When other people ask about it as we may be shopping, "Hey, that's a pretty neat calendar you have." And we say, "It's the best liturgical calendar ever. You want to see it?" And then we'll show the other person and they'll want one. And you say, "Well, this one is mine, but you can go to St. Vincent's and pick one up. Or you can give this away and bring another. Or you can take a number of them with you right now for distribution. This week, we should go over the first pre-Advent pages. And on these pages, it lays out all the ways this calendar can help us feast as Christians and fast as Christians, set aside time for prayer in the oratory, set aside time for confession as real conversion, to set aside those anniversaries, those dates in our life where the Lord has blessed us, birthdays, anniversaries of people that we love going to meet the Lord, marriage anniversaries. And we can also use this calendar to plan the coming year, to claim the gifts the Lord wants to give us over the longer term. Another pre-Advent page is, oh my goodness, look, all the spiritual exercises that we go over throughout the year at St. Vincent's. We've lived these, but they're all here on a same page so that we can study them this week. And that way, we're not just adrift moving through time. It's not just one thing after another coming at us so fast that we can't keep up with it. It's all in our hands. And to think that Jesus, to whom all time belongs, wants to give himself to us day by day through our following of him. Repeat after me, won't you? Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And we can hear Jesus say to us today, today, my friends, you and I will be with him in paradise.